coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the All Share down just over 0.5%, primarily pressured by the Resources 10 component, it losing 2.4% today. Sasol, a big one on investors' radar screens today. We'll be getting into analysis of those numbers just a bit. Financial 15 in the meantime up 0.3%, Industrial 25 pretty flat. So that's just a broad look at the market spectrum. Joining me in studio for a discussion on some of the day's market moves, Craig Pfeiffer from APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. Thanks so much, Craig, for joining us today. So we have the JSE opening lower with indices mixed, it finishing in the red as well as global markets wait for fresh catalysts. There's really no other way to describe this than there being an air of caution about and that not going to change unless we get clarity on US-China relations, Brexit, on South Africa's political standing for the years ahead post a cabinet announcement, right?
Yeah, lots of variables, very messy, and that makes it difficult to explain day-to-day movements, but I think today we saw resources, generally commodity prices off, that hurt the resources part of the market. And then a lot of the local economy stocks that had a bad day yesterday had a bit of a bounce today, as maybe some people thought there was a bit of value in those. Clearly that part of the market, the retailers, does offer a lot of value, but it's you know, it still looks a bit early to be getting into those. So I think it's that jostling, you know, looking for a place in the markets. And on top of that, the kind of risk-off global environment at the moment that's just pushing us here and there.
Which leads me to the question I was going to ask you. With sentiment that fragile and this jostling that is happening, what's your approach to the markets right now?
Sometimes sitting on your hands is a good idea, and you know, just keeping your powder dry in cash. I think if I look at our portfolios, they generally, you know, had the most cash in them that they've had for a while. So you want that volatility to die down, and you want the prospects and the outlook on a lot of these counters to look a bit better before you want to commit to them.
And not many companies managing to provide you with evidence of prospects bettering down the line. Sasol, hardest hit today on the top 40 index, losing 13% by the finish. It fell as much as 15% at one point today after the company said that its chemicals project in the US could cost as much as $1.1 billion more. Are you surprised?
Well, yes and no.
And I ask because they've disappointed so many times.
Yes, well, I think that's why you can't say that, you know, it's not a surprise from that point of view. But they were, you know, fairly definitive that the last revision was the last revision. And, you know, they revised it up. The contingency was, they, you know, gave a certain range of for a contingency. And then they came out a little while later and said, okay, it's going to be at the upper end of the contingency. And now it's another, you know, now it's 12.9 billion from originally back in 2014, it was probably 8.9 billion. Mm-hmm. And if you think, you know, this is huge in Sasol's life, 12.9 billion, that translates, I don't know the maths, 185 billion rand. Their market cap is about 270 billion rand. So it's quite substantial, and you could buy a whole Angloplat for that. So yeah, it's a big deal. And it also changes the shape and the look of Sasol from just being an energy company or an oil company to actually being a chemicals company. You know, we may even have to reclassify it. So it's huge in their lives, but now they've come out again and told us it's going to cost more. It's taken forever and a day more than it should have to complete. And by the way, the return and the yield on this project is going to be a bit less as well.
Absolutely. Declining from 7.5% to anything between 6% and 6.5%. So are you just steering clear of Sasol at this stage?
Well, we do own it. We've been underweight, but you know, you ride it out, and maybe even at these kinds of levels, we'd have to have a look at the numbers. You know, one's not certain then what the earnings outlook is going to be, you know, once they finally get going and get into production there. But certainly the earnings will be lower. They've told us the yield's going to be lower. But, you know, it could even be attractive at these levels.
Yeah, but investors obviously just waiting to see just how much of a game changer this Lake Charles project is going to be eventually. Tiger Brands, in the meantime, gaining despite the company reporting that revenue from continuing operations fell back 2%. It's also highlighted that it's underestimated the work that needed to be redone to reestablish its processed meats business. How are you feeling about Tiger Brands?
Well, I think it's a stay away for now as well. The results were also pretty messy to get through. Taking out, you know, they were trying to paint a good picture by taking out the value-added meat product side. and also the Oceania, which they've unbundled or sold off. So trying to paint a brighter picture of the underlying business and the areas where it's improving, but it still looks like it's a very tough environment, and they've still got some work to do. Still, an iconic company or great company with iconic brands, they will survive over the longer term. But I think, again, like we were talking about with the retailers, maybe it's just time to hold off for now.
Hold off there. It's interesting to see the kind of turnaround that Lewis has managed to experience. Its share price moving higher today after it reported that its credit sales rose just over 8% for the year to the end of March. Total dividend also up 17%. And it says that its changes to South Africa's credit application rules that are working to, in fact, boost its revenues. And, practices in that regard was for a long time a cloud that hung over this business.
Yes, I think they've done very well. I think they do attribute a lot of their success in this particular period and maybe the next reporting period as well to their acquisition of the UFO business, bringing in wealthier customers or buying bigger ticket furniture items. But if you look at the Consumer Confidence Index, the BRCCI, mm-hmm. that, they ask people three questions. One of them is this the right time to be buying durables? And that's always, well, not always, but for the last couple of quarters been, no, this isn't the right time. So in this kind of environment, we've got low consumer confidence. They don't think it's the right time to be buying durables. This seems to be a good result.
Okay. Amidst it all, what's your stock pick right now?
Still looking offshore. I think last time we were looking at Comcast, which is a media studio business.
Yeah.
This time looking at Disney. We also own it in our global equity portfolio. It's also got the studio business. They make movies. The whole Marvel thing is quite topical at the moment. But it's all about content, creating content. They've got the whole Disney library. And I think the latest news from this company is that they're going to start their own streaming business to rival the likes of Netflix. So they pull all their Disney movies and content off those other third-party platforms and push it through their own. And I think the market loved that idea. The share price jumped. I think it will take some time to just settle down, but I think the longer-term prospects are pretty decent.
So not only offshore, but in the realm of flight and fancy and fantasy.
Absolutely.
As well. Safest place to be. Let's leave it there, Craig. Thanks so much for
having
joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Craig Pfeiffer is with Absa Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. What's your stock pick right now?
Still looking offshore. I think last time we were looking at Comcast, which is a media studio business.
Yeah.
This time looking at Disney. We also own it in our global equity portfolio. It's also got the studio business. They make movies. The whole Marvel thing is quite topical at the moment. But it's all about content, creating content. They've got the whole Disney library. And I think the latest news from this company is that they're going to start their own streaming business to rival the likes of Netflix. So they pull all their Disney movies and content off those other third-party platforms and push it through their own. And I think the market loved that idea. The share price jumped. I think it will take some time to just settle down, but I think the longer-term prospects are pretty decent.
So not only offshore, but in the realm of flight and fancy and fantasy.
Absolutely.
As well. Safest place to be. Let's leave it there, Craig. Thanks so much for
joined
us in studio this evening. Of course, Craig Pfeiffer is with Absa Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management.